Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I had a very interesting request from one of the most loyal supporters of this channel to discuss a very interesting idea. It was about pedigree and the purebreds. Now, what's interesting, my friends, and why we're going to discuss this, is we often forget that humans, we as humans, were monkeys. Now, I know some of you might find that offensive, but to me, I don't find that offensive. We have the mind and the soul of a spiritual being, in my opinion, but they're Neanderthal or monkeys. We have monkey bodies in plain English. We are part of the animal kingdom. And a lot of people, they can't bring the yin and yang of that together. And so, in an attempt to bring that together, along with reality, common sense, and some people might say eugenics, I would disagree, but they are free to think that if they wish, we're going to discuss what it means to be pedigree and purebred when it comes to the human element of things. And no, I'm not talking racially. No, I'm not talking about things like that, because to me, that is so low ball, so stupid. I don't discuss race on the show. I don't discuss these type of political tools on the show. And the reason why is, to me, I don't see that type of stuff. I see class. I'm a classist in that regard. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Indian, Native American, Pacific Islander. I don't give a damn about any of that. None. Doesn't matter to me whatsoever. I grew up around it all in California. I don't give a damn about that. What I give a damn about is how people conduct and carry themselves. And we can get into this idea of how people conduct and carry themselves when we get into this pedigree versus purebred concept. You might ask, what am I talking about? Well, when it comes to pedigree and purebred, those are terms most people would equate with like dogs. Like dog breeding and stuff like that. When in fact, that's only the part of the equation. That's only part of the total package here. So what we're going to do is we're going to break this down and how it affects your dating life, how it affects your relationships. And if you're not on the beaten path, if you're a man who's gone his own way, you're going to relate to this. You're going to understand where we're coming from in a way that a lot of people won't. And so if you're a normie, sorry, man, but you're not going to fully understand this. This is above your pay grade in plain English. So when we get into pedigree and purebred, I'll give you guys some of the definitions right here. Purebred refers to an animal's parents, while pedigree refers to an animal's genetic history and background. You might say, Austin, I don't understand a word you just said. Or, I understand part of it, but I'm going to need you to go a little deeper. All right, don't worry about it. I did have this broken down for me too. I'm not talking down to you at all. We're going to get into this. So we're gonna talk about dogs right up front, but then I'm going to cross it into humans and it all makes sense, trust me. So you might ask, what's the difference between like pedigree, mixed breed, crossbreed? I don't want to get into that. That's more like people might say eugenics, but I want to get into what it means to be pedigree. So people tend to use those two terms, pedigree and purebred, as if they're synonyms, which they are not. They are different. Purebreds refer to known ancestry. In other words, they come from a reputable home. Let's go to the human element for a second. A purebred does not mean you're pure white, pure black, Hispanic, nothing. What it means is, I know your parents, I know your grandparents. You don't have I don't know who my father is. Oh, I don't know who my mother was. You're not adopted and don't know who your parents are. You don't come from a broken home. Usually, that's what that means in today's day and age. To be purebred means I know what stock you come from. That doesn't mean, that's not racial. Again, I want to say this once more for the race baiters who want to listen to the show and say I'm talking about race. None of this is race. This is all about background. If you know who your parents are, grandparents, uncles, aunts, if you know your ancestry, you are a purebred. You have known ancestry. Pedigree means you have a written record of breeding. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. Pedigree refers to the written record of breeding. In other words, I know who you have bred with. We'll go to dogs for a second. In the dog world, the dogs that win dog shows, the dogs that are of like the highest caliber genetically, who have won shows, they have proven they have great genetics. They're often paid to produce offspring with other good, high quality dogs. We go to the human element, the human side of things. You can use the term eugenics to describe this. In other words, athletes or really smart people, or you get the picture. People who have good genetics tend to produce more children. This ties into hypergamy. Women want the best man, the man who makes the most money, the man who looks the best. He's got the six pack. He's got the 6 inches. He's got the everything going for him. He's got the nice jawline. You name it. This is hypergamy. This is what pedigree ties into hypergamy. Again, if you are new to the red pill, you're new to the manosphere, this is so far above, this is going to fly over your head. So you got to be ready for this. You might have to listen to this more than one time to fully get what we're talking about. A written record of breeding. In other words, I know who you've been with in the past. And it's written down. It's not, oh, my body count is 5 and I've been through 4 years of college. No, that's bullshit. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I have a factual written down record of who you've been with, what you've done. I have receipts. See, women hate this. This is called accountability. This is called accountability. This is where we tie in the pedigree to purebred in human beings. You go to a certain class level, the people, the 1%, and then the 1% of the 1%, there are tiers within the 1%. In case you don't know it, I'm here to tell you. There are tiers within the 1%. But here's what I'll tell you. The higher you get in society, the more you encounter this purebred versus pedigree conversation in the women you're with. You think that guys like Jeff Bezos, guys like Elon Musk, you think that guys like that who are at the top, you think they just marry anybody? Now, there are exceptions, yes. But in general, especially old money, not new money, I'm talking Rockefeller, I'm talking Rothschild, I'm talking like the old school, old money people. They don't get married like the normal schmuck in the street or the average pookie or Chad or Tyrone. No, they don't do that shit. They don't go out there and like, oh, look at that bitch, she got a fat ass. Oh, I want to marry her. Oh, they don't do that. No, they don't say that woman got a body on her. I'm gonna procreate with her. They don't do that shit. No, you know what they do? They pair up. They say, hey, you have something to gain from me. I have something to gain from you. Let's make it happen. That's how marriage used to work amongst the royal families of the world back in the day. Arguably, it still happens now. But now it's transferred less from the aristocrats being the nobility to the rich and the corporate, you know, big cheese honchos, you name it. They're the ones who do this stuff. The old money in America, especially, they do this. You ever wonder why a lot of times they're not heard? The wives are silent, not heard from, off the beaten path. You don't hear them getting a press conference. Talking like a gosh dang fool on the internet. You wonder why that happens versus you see people like new money, like rappers, actors, politicians sometimes, but rarely. This is the difference between new money and old money. New money buys a Lambo. Old money buys a Rolls Royce, buys an Aston Martin. If you know, you know. New money buys gold chains. Old money buys a Rolex because it holds value. My friends, this is not just a woman conversation. Of course, we can bring it in there and we will. But this is about understanding how to operate differently in this world. Now, I'm not a Rothschild or a Rockefeller, okay? I'm not big money britches guy. I'm not. Are my parents relatively successful? God bless them. Yes. But let me tell you, growing up in Silicon Valley, one of the girls I went to high school with, her mom was the CEO of Apple, okay? If you think I haven't been surrounded by big money and seen how they operate, they don't operate like the average schmuck in the street. They don't operate like that. No. I knew a woman who was Asian in high school. Her dad was a big up he was an executive at a company in Silicon Valley. I won't give his name. I don't want him to sue me. I wanted to date his daughter. His daughter liked me. She was actually my first time. And I couldn't date her. Why? Because I was a Caucasian man. Her father only wanted her to date Asian men. Gentlemen, you might say that's racist, but here's what I want to tell you. Technically speaking, yes, it is. But this is how old money works. Especially of people from certain ethnic backgrounds. So when we get into this pedigree versus purebred conversation, you got to understand, if you've never encountered this, this seems like it's racist, it's classist, it's bourgeois, it's bad, it's horrible, what about love? No. This is what people have done, and this is why you see people at the top and you don't hear a lot about divorces happening at the very top level. Does it still happen? Yes. Is it as common as the normal divorce rate? No. Why? Because they practice this. Women can't pair bond past a certain number of body count. Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Women, I think that's after 4 or 5 men in Niroski, her pair bonding is donezo. It is fried. You as a man, different story. But for women, that's how their bodies work. Now, they can call me any name they want under the sun. I prefer the term accurate and true because, look, gentlemen, if anybody ever tries to call you a name or gaslight you or be like, oh, but you see, it's because of this, 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 and this, if they debate you and not what you said, they're full of crap. And they're lying, they're gaslighting, they're manipulating you and the people around you. Do not put up with that shit. Do not let that pass by. Because that is abuse. In my opinion, that is emotional abuse. And that is the type of stuff that women do that they get away with. They get away with antagonizing you, lying about you, being passive aggressive. And then you wonder why. If the relationship ends, whether you got married or whether you're just in a long-term relationship or whatever, you wonder why your friends won't talk to you and they're all on your ex's side. That's why, because she's been poisoning everybody against you, lying on your name, talking bullshit. People will tell you about this in the comments if you think I'm lying about this. But let's return to the subject at hand, shall we? Pedigree versus purebred. Gentlemen, let's get one thing straight. These women are in short supply. You're not going to find them at Walmart. You're not going to find them at the 7-Eleven. You're not going to find them you might not even find them at the golf course, depending on what neighborhood you live in. This is something you must earn. And something you must operate in a different way to qualify for these type of women. Now, normally, it's the women who have to qualify for you as a man. And eventually, no matter what echelon you're at, you will get to that point. However, when you're climbing the ladder, you got to understand that you got to play the game to win. You got to operate differently. You got to understand, for example, if your diet's crap, you eat like shit, people up the chain, they eat vegan. They make acai bowls. They're paleo, they're carnivore, they have selective restricted diets. They go to Pilates class. They go to high pink yoga. You see, my friends, this is what we're talking about. You thought it was just going to be about chicks. No, chicks are cool, and there's a point in this conversation where we've been talking about them. But this is a money conversation. To qualify for this conversation, you have to have either A, parents that have this wealth, or B, you have to have it. Otherwise, you have no idea what we're talking about. You can watch a TV show like the Hamptons or like the Basketball Housewives of Atlanta or whatever the hell, I don't know. And you could get a glimpse of this from a fantastical point of view, like a fantasy. I'm talking about this is what real people do. Now, this could also go into the adult industry of like escorts and prostitutes and stuff like that. Oh, this goes in there too. Oh, yeah. People go to the junior college and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. This applies to you as well. And you know it. You know it probably better than me. But I'm going to bring it up anyway. Because, my friends, we got to make one thing clear. This pedigree versus purebred, do not even think about marrying a woman that doesn't, you don't know both of those things. Do not, I don't give a damn if she says she's a Christian. I don't care if she's rededicated her life to God. I don't care about any of that shit. None of it matters. You know why? Because all of that can be weaponized against you as a man to get in touch with your pathos, Greek meaning pathetic or emotional, and circumnavigating, like Magellan circumnavigated the globe, they want to circumnavigate your logical faculties, your logos. Don't let them do that to you. Do not ever fall for that trap. Because then it's your ass that's on trial. You're the one who's going to pay. This is why you don't think with your Johnson, pause, you think with your brain. Your Johnson doesn't know if the woman's pedigree. Your Johnson doesn't give a damn if the woman's bad shit crazy and can knife up your car. All you see is, hey, she's got decent titties, she has decent behind, I'm gonna hit it because I'm horny. And then you wonder why, aw, dang, she sliced my tires, aw, dang, she's acting crazy, aw, dang, she tripping on me, how did this happen? Bro, this been happening to other dudes, and she told you about it. You didn't see the medication on the desk, did you? You didn't see the tattoos, which are physical representations of mental trauma. You failed to see that part. You failed to see that she doesn't have a lot of friends. You failed to see that she doesn't have a lot of long-term relationships. You failed to see all those things because you were horny and you ran multiple red lights and you wondered why you got pulled over. My friends, when we talk about pedigree versus purebred, this is not just for marriage. This is not just for relationships. If you want to go to the junior college, shout out to Coach Greg Adams, who coined the term, as far as I know. If you want to go get your meat fixed, whatever that looks like for you, I don't judge. Don't matter to me. This applies to that as well. Yeah, could you go to the street corner and pick up a woman of the night for cheap? Yeah, you could do that. But guess what? The risk is high in the same way you wouldn't date a woman or marry a woman who maybe worked at Hooters or something. You probably wouldn't do that, right? Or a OnlyFans chick or whatever, right? Of course you wouldn't. That'd be stupid. But then why then would you think it's any different when it comes to the pay-for-play category? The answer is it's not different. It's the same thing in a different shade of the same color, my friends. This applies to nature, it applies to crops, it applies to animals, it applies to humans. This purebred and pedigree concept. If you want to be next level in your life, if you want to operate differently and have people be like, holy shit, who's that guy, dude? That guy looks like a king. Not the guy who wears the king t-shirt with his belly lapped over his belt. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the guy who, like, rolls up in the Rolls Royce. He rolls up in the Aston Martin looking like James Bond. People are like, holy shit, who is that guy? You want to be that guy? then you got to operate differently. People got to be like, what does he do? How, if you want to be that guy, you got to know this shit. You want to avoid women pulling a fast one on you and taking half your stuff or suing you or something? You want to mitigate that risk? You got to know about this shit. You want to avoid dealing with not even women, but men in general who are shady. You don't know where their background is. You don't know where they came from. You don't know what they've done in business. You don't know anything about them. You wouldn't associate with those people, would you? Guys, you shouldn't. You got to have a reputation. All about reputation. It can get you in the door or get you kicked out of the bar. Get you kicked out immediately or not even let in. Gentlemen, if you experience this, whether it's with women, with wealth, with life, with travel, oh, travel's there too. Oh, yeah. The junior college, you let me know. You let me know. You let the other guys in this community know that pedigree and purebred is a real, very important step on becoming a man who is above the average, above average, above the normie status. You want to be better than the average guy who doesn't know what we're even talking about? Then you got to know this shit. You got to know what we're talking about. And if you don't, there's no shame in it. Except that you're out of your depth. And now you want in this club. You want to know what's going on. That's fine. Well, we welcome you. But you got to shut up and learn. You got to ask questions and not open your big mouth. This is how you learn. This is how I learn. How do you think I learned this stuff? You think I learned it by shooting my mouth off? No, I learned it by shutting the hell up, reading books, listening to wise men, watching people. Not in a creepy way, but I watched the dynamics between human beings. I was in the military. I saw the most horrendous relationships ever in the military. They get deployed, and their wife be out here cheating. Oh, yeah. Even though it's illegal in the military. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, I'll leave it here. But I encourage you, talk about this. Let your voice be heard on this topic. Ask questions. This is very important stuff. My friends, take care of yourselves. Think for yourself, please. Question what I've told you. You think I'm wrong or are you right and then you want me to expand on it? Please, talk about it. Let me know. Let the other guys in this community know. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be moving very soon, so there's going to be more audio only for a little bit until I get my own place, and then we'll be going back to the videos every day. So don't worry. This won't last forever. But take care. I'm out. Peace.